You're listening to The Takeaway from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry. Let's get a check on headlines at 47 minutes after the hour. Afghanistan is stepping up security for tomorrow's parliamentary elections. 300,000 Afghan soldiers and police, backed by around 150,000 foreign troops, are being mobilized. Still, there's some worries about safety anyway. Shukriya Barakzai is just one candidate up for re-election, and she spoke with us on The Takeaway earlier.
It doesn't matter that there's a death threat or not. We have to promote, provide, and support democracy for Afghanistan.
A record number of women are running for office in these Afghanistan elections. Schools, markets, and shops are closed in Karachi today after a founding member of the country's biggest liberal party was stabbed to death in London. Pakistani media reports say vehicles were burned and shots were fired in Karachi when the news broke. Imran Farooq was a member of the coalition government. London police are looking into the death.
In the past hour, British police have arrested five men in London over a potential threat to Pope Benedict XVI, who's visiting the UK. The visit has triggered a number of demonstrations over his stance on homosexuality and birth control and the Catholic Church's child abuse scandals. In Sri Lanka, a blast has left as many as 60 dead. It's an accidental explosion, according to officials. It had been intended for use in a road construction project. And a parrot in the Colombian city of Barranquilla has been arrested in a police drug raid. A police spokesman told reporters that Lorenzo the parrot had been trained to say, "Run, run, you're going to get caught." Lorenzo was just one of nearly 1,700 trained lookout birds seized in the raid, in addition to a large stash of marijuana. That'll teach that parrot. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
Catherine Schwarzenegger joins us now, part Kennedy, part Hollywood royalty, as we discussed before. But she actually has some things to talk about in terms of her background that have nothing to do with her famous parents. She wants to remind people that not very long ago, she was a young girl that faced the same exact pressures that teenage girls everywhere in America face. And she's learned some lessons from those experiences that she wants to share. She's written a new book about them. It's called Rock What You've Got, Secrets to Loving Your Inner and Outer Beauty from Someone Who's Been There and Back. Good morning. Thanks for joining
us. Good morning. Thank you.
Well, we often get looks at the children of famous people, right? I mean, do you watch other children of famous people going on to interview shows or writing books or becoming actors and all those other things and think, I want to do that, or maybe I don't want to do that?
No, I mean, I didn't think that this would turn into a book. I think that it just started as a initial interest in the whole topic of body image. But, you know, I just kind of ran with what I was passionate about, and it became a book.
You were passionate about body image because you yourself felt like you'd had troubles with it in your high school experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I was like most girls and just felt insecure about my body in high school and went through all the changes that normal girls go through. And I think I saw a lot of younger girls and dealing with the pressures that the media put on them to look perfect and that to look like a size 0 or a size 2 and how much they struggle with that. So I wanted to write this book to let girls know that they're not alone when they're going through all of these doubts about their body and these insecurities and all that.
You know, your dad is Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
you know this.
Yeah. He could probably train.
I'm aware.
And he could probably take you to the gym.
Yeah.
Body builder.
Well, you know, when they gave me this book to read, I thought to as I started to read, I thought I am not the target audience for this book, mm-hmm. right? I mean, what's the age you're looking at for?
I mean, it's really it was originally directed for tweens, but it has a lot in there that's for moms only, as you can probably
but
see.
But teenage girls,
yeah,
and
teenage
who are
girls
struggling through high school,
exactly.
And all right, so we have a live teenage girl here who read the book and has a couple questions for you. She's my stepdaughter, Amber Sandora, who is getting out of French class to talk to you today. Good morning, Amber.
Hi, good morning.
Amber Sandora, meet Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
And Amber, you had a couple questions.
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, your dad is Arnold Schwarzenegger and your mom is Maria Shriver. With your background, how can you really understand what it's like for us regular teenage girls?
I actually got that question before, but I think that, you know, I, just because I come from a different background and I have famous parents, doesn't mean that I wasn't like a normal girl in high school and didn't go through the same insecurities and doubts about my body that every other girl in the world goes through. I think that just because I had parents that are well known, that didn't shield me from having these doubts about my body and these insecurities. And, you know, my body was changing in high school just like every other girl's body, and having well-known parents doesn't really stop that. And so I think that I can really relate to every other girl who is going through these changes and who has, you know, doubts about their body, insecurities, questions, and doesn't really feel secure in her new body. And I think that's really where I can relate to all of you guys. And, you know, I'm just like you guys and go through the exact same changes.
Amber?
Mm-hmm. And growing up in Los Angeles, surrounded by all the celebrities, did you feel pressured to look more of a certain way or conform to certain ideas?
I think definitely growing up in Los Angeles, you see a lot more of, you know, the celebrity looks, and you get a lot more pressure. But I think that, you know, my family did a really good job of keeping me and my siblings out of the public eye. So there wasn't extra pressure for us because we were, you know, children of famous parents. But I think definitely living in, you know, bigger cities like that, you feel more pressure. But definitely had nothing to do with my parents being famous.
Amber, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you get doubts about your own appearance?
Not normally. I have very good self-conscience, and I have great parents who help me with, you know, having questions and just letting me know how I look and that I'm good the way that I am.
Is it helpful for you, though, to hear somebody like Katherine Schwarzenegger and think, look, she has insecurities just like I do? Or do you feel like she's removed?
No, I feel that, I mean, everybody feels them, and I think it's, I mean, not great, but I mean, it's good to know that you're not the only one, and that everybody, no matter who they are, feels the insecurities.
Katherine, you know, you've talked about how you're like everyone else. It's also true that you carry this legacy. I mean, you're the next generation of the Kennedy women. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking on the show what it means to be rich, what it means to feel rich. What do you feel in terms of your responsibility to carry on this legacy? I mean, Eunice Shriver, your grandmother, right?
Yeah.
Right? It was, I mean, her tradition of public service is like a legend throughout the world. And your mom, of course, a fabulous journalist and with her own sense of what the need is to give back. What's your turn now?
I think that we, or I grew up with a very... you know, with a very strict line of the fact that community service is really important in everyone's life. And so I definitely grew up with a lot of emphasis on giving back to your community and how important that is. So I think that I definitely have that responsibility of making sure to always give back to my community and to help others who are in need. So I definitely grew up with that in my life. But I think everything else, I don't think there's a lot of pressure. I think people think there's a lot of pressure of us to go into politics and do something really great and, you know, everything like that. But I think that our family was really good on always making sure that we could be who we are and not feel that we have to be something that we're not just because our family has done something else, you know. And I think that, you know, obviously community service is really big. Giving back to community, helping others who are in need is a really big deal. But other than that, I think that, you know, for all of us who are the next generation, it's just kind of a be who you are.
You know, Katherine, I got to ask you, you know, your book comes out at the same time that we're beginning to see a lot of Bristol Palin, and there's been kind of just talks kind of comparing the two of you. And to me, it seems like these are two very different people. In your book, you're extremely candid about going on the pill as a teenager. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And obviously, Bristol Palin is a very vocal about pro-abstinence leanings. I'm wondering if you feel caught up in your views politically.
No.
You don't at all?
No, not at all.
You don't buy into you're the anti-Bristol?
No.
Okay, well, that goes there. Go to that blog.
No. I think, you know, I think I see everything Bristol's doing, and I think that she seems like a great girl. I don't know her personally, but, you know, I admire everything that she's doing, and she's doing, I think, the best that she can do.
Okay, well, the book is aimed at people like Amber Sandora, who we just heard, 15-year-old high school sophomore. Amber, you're getting back to French class now, right?
Yeah,
okay.
To get there.
Gotta go, Mom.
Thanks for joining us. Katherine Schwarzenegger, thanks so much for joining us. Her new book is called Rock What You've Got, Secrets to Loving Your Inner and Outer Beauty from Someone Who's Been There and Back. Thanks.
So as we head into the weekend, we're already planning out the news and issues we'll be covering next week. So you get a sneak peek, be a part of the program, get the conversation going. Start by subscribing to our texts. Text the word START to 69866, and then we'll tell you what we're working on to give you a chance to weigh in. That's START to 69866. Normal texting rates apply. Be a part of the takeaway. You don't have to just listen.
And you can also head over to the website and catch blogs, not the anti-Bristol Palin Catherine Schwartz. I guess that theory is gone. But you can catch other blogs and things going on.
I think they should start a band.
At thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
The Bangles. The big.
That's done. That's been taken.
That's been taken. I'm John Hockenberry.
This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.